Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by the maker of Pinocchio, the puppet who becomes a boy, and who has recently transitioned to a girl, and then more recently back to a wooden puppet who goes by the pronouns it, puppet, and dummy.
I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy.
Oh, and the maker of the puppet who was once called Pinocchio is, of course, Geppetto. But now he goes by his new hip tabloid name, Geppetto. Ha! You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, here's Eric.
We've fallen through the looking glass, Albin.
Yeah.
Geppetto. Yeah, Geppetto goes by his new tabloid name, Geppetto. Mm. And what did he say? And Pinocchio now goes by the pronouns it, pup it, and dummy. Yeah. All right, that was funny. That was good. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks,
we love Todd, if that's his real name. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. This is hour two. And you know the way you can tell that it's hour two? You can sort of sense it because it comes right after hour one.
Right after.
And that's how people know. We're going to continue our conversation with John Smirek. After that, we're going to talk to my friend, Pastor Todd from the church in Dallas, Watermark.
Todd Wagner.
Church, yeah. Todd Wagner is a good friend. So he's going to talk about Promise Keepers. Really, I was so fascinated when I heard about this. I thought I didn't expect to be so impressed. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I know both of us didn't know that Promise Keepers was still around. But
well,
they
sort of weren't, but they're doing a reboot that
2.0.
Starts next July 31st,
yeah,
I guess.
Summer, yeah, 31st,
and it sounds
August
like a big
1st.
Deal. Anyway, we have John Smirek on the line, so we should shut up. John Smirek, welcome back.
Thanks, Eric, and I've got another piece I was hoping we could talk about. It's sort of, unfortunately, a timeless, evergreen piece.
Yeah.
It's about mass shootings, and these seem to happen periodically in America.
But before, I want to talk about that briefly, but I really want to talk about the new piece about Nick Fuentes. Can we talk about that, too?
Sure. That's not going to go up for a day or two, though. But, okay, yeah, let's just talk about that. That'll go up on the stream at some point in the next 12 hours.
Okay.
There's this, all right, let's talk about this. There's this online rabble-rouser named Nick Fuentes, who does YouTube videos, and I believe in freedom of speech. I don't think he should be banned from social media, but I think it's important to warn people about this. Nick Fuentes is anti-Semitic and pro-white nationalist. He uses the fact that he's part Hispanic, though he's paler than I am. He uses the fact that he has a Hispanic name to say, I can't be a white racist, I'm Hispanic. But, I mean, he rants about the so-called wickedness of Jews. He talks about how America was better under Jim Crow segregation.
Wow. Okay, so here's my question. Yeah. We know that there are nuts out there. Anybody who is openly anti-Semitic, anybody who is openly white nationalist or at least, kind of spouting that kind of stuff, we know that they're nuts.
And typically, we wouldn't even discuss them on this program because there are so few of them, and they really are, they're crazy. We should pray for them. But you're telling me this guy has an online following, this Nick Fuentes.
Not just online, in real life, IRL, as they say. His people have started showing up at events by conservative speakers and getting in line and asking questions intended to disrupt the event and cause chaos. About a month ago, some of them went to a talk with Charlie Kirk and a fellow, I don't get have his name here, who's styles himself a gay conservative. Now, it's legitimate to ask questions about things like same-sex marriage, about things like the government forcing the LGBT agenda on citizens and attacking churches' freedom of religion. Those are all legitimate questions. But this Nick Fuentes follower, he went on there and started citing E. Michael Jones, this anti-Semitic thinker, saying that all this sexual dysfunction, all this sexual radicalism is a tool of control and a tool controlled by the Jews, supposedly.
Okay, now here's the problem. I just have to interrupt you, John. Here's the problem. Yeah. First of all, you said that the guy, we did discuss this briefly a couple of weeks ago, but you said that this guy was at an event. He comes up in line, and Charlie Kirk, who's a friend, was there talking to an openly gay conservative, having a conversation.
Right.
That's not the place to question whether same-sex attraction or same-sex marriage is a good thing. In other words, that's kind of a separate issue. We're talking about other stuff. This guy comes up in a disruptive way. And you say that this...
They're trying to hijack the event.
But this guy was not Nick Fuentes. He was a Nick Fuentes follower?
Right, right. He was quoting Nick Fuentes' videos. And
quoting E. Michael Jones.
Quoting E. Michael
okay,
Jones. Okay,
but the real reason
Let me just say this. All right.
Well, I was just going to say the real...
E. Michael Jones thinks that pornography and the sexual revolution are a Jewish conspiracy to destroy Christian America.
Okay, now let me say this. Let me say this. The reason I really want to interrupt to clarify, because people don't know who E. Michael Jones is, I spent some time with E. Michael Jones about 25 years ago, and it's fascinating. I just want to make this point. There are people who have loathsome ideas, vile ideas, who can nevertheless be correct on many things. And it falls to us to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff. It falls to us to say, Michael Jones wrote a book called Degenerate Moderns, which is a great book in many ways, and I've recommended it and I've read it. And he's written other books that are spectacular. But he holds some terrible fringe views that really become genuinely anti-Semitic. And I always think it is far worse when somebody who has a lot of good stuff to say says vile things like this, because you think, now I don't even want to recommend his good books because he has just gone off into this direction. Because you know what, John, honestly, the idea that porn and the sexual revolution, whatever, is being used to undermine our culture and the Jewish, there's no question about that. The only thing is, to call it a Jewish plot is insane. It's a satanic plot, right. But to call it a Jewish right. plot is sheer lunacy.
And I think it's actually the devil using these people to discredit any criticism of the sexual revolution.
Correct.
To discredit any criticism of pornography because, oh, well, then, I guess you're just one of those anti-Semites.
Right.
And this is causing nasty division. Michelle Malkin, on the one hand, has come out in defense of these people showing up at these events and asking these questions. She got herself disinvited from all events of the Young Americans Foundation. On the other side, Ben Shapiro is trying to purge these people, but he's going too far. He labeled President Trump a member of the alt-right.
What?
It's a real blow-up in the conservative circles over this.
Isn't this amazing? See, this is why we have John Smirik on the show. And I hope my audience can forgive me for interrupting so much, but I just want to make sure that we're clear on, because there's a lot of stuff here. There are people listening to this program who have never heard of E. Michael Jones or Nick Fuentes. Some of them have never heard of Michelle Malkin or Ben Shapiro. You know, I just want my audience to be tracking. So right now...
But they should know that their 20-year-old sons may very well be watching Nick Fuentes, because he's hugely popular. He's considered like the Samist underground guy who he's telling you the real story that conservatism incorporated is covering it up. Basically, they're trying to cast all conservatives who are not like them as being like the George Bush,
right,
Karl Rove, neocon Republican establishment, when in fact, they're saying if you're not going to sign on to racist and anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, then you're just like John Kasich and Jeb Bush and Nikki Haley and the whole squishy establishment Republican thing. No, no. The social issues are legitimate. It's legitimate to say America first. It's legitimate to criticize immigration. I'm the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, and I've been on this issue for 30 years. To let racists,
right,
and Jew-baiters and bigots hijack these issues guarantees a victory for the worst people in America.
That's exactly right.
If you've ever seen the TV show Gotham, it's a really good show. It gives the backstory of the rise of Batman. The character of the Joker in the show Gotham looks and talks exactly like Nick Fuentes. I think they may be the same person.
Holy cow. Well, I don't watch Gotham. I watch very little TV. We're going to go to another break here. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with more John Zmirak. Don't go away.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. World Kindness Day was November 13th, and if there's anything the world needs right now, I think it's kindness. So that's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. So would you share your faith by sharing a kind word or deed, or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag #LoveThyNeighbor. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 22nd.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hey, folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. ERIC or Metaxas, go for it.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
You change your mind. Take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Hey there, folks. That's ABBA. Or as Jesus would pronounce it, Abba, Abba Father. It's a palindrome. It means daddy in Aramaic. I don't know what the Swedish group had any idea.
Well, do you think Jesus knew it was a palindrome?
I think not only did Jesus know that, but Jesus died for the members of ABBA. What do you think of that?
That sounds terrific.
All right, we're getting way too deep into this. Let's go back to something shallow like anti-Semitism. We're talking to John Zmirak. We're talking about Nick Fuentes. John, what else do we need to know?
Well, it's a two-part article, and in part two, I kick off on something. Nick Fuentes, in his video, says, segregation, Jim Crow, they weren't that bad. No, they had to eat in different restaurants and use different water fountains, use different schools. What's the big deal? Well, of course, that's a good opportunity for us to remember just how dehumanizing, just how degrading, just how destructive it is of the idea of human dignity to tell one set of people they can't associate with us. It essentially says they're less than human. And what is happening now, and what we need to see, is this Jim Crow model will be used and is being used against Christians. Under Jim Crow, you could have black restaurants. Black people could only eat black restaurants, but white racists didn't try to close down the black restaurants the way the LGBT monstrosity tried to close down Chick-fil-A until it caved. There were black colleges and black schools that they were starved to fund. They weren't treated right, but the segregationists didn't try to close them. The state of California tried to force all Christian universities to give up their morals code in their dorms to allow people to cohabit, to allow people to have sex in the dorms at Christian colleges. They were going to be closed down by the state of California. That bill almost made it into law. They're going to try again. What the LGBT and the secularist community has in mind for Christians is worse than Jim Crow. They don't want to segregate us. They want to eliminate us. They want to see our churches taxed at, like casinos, if they don't do same-sex marriages. That was Beto O'Rourke's idea. The whole history of segregation is something we Christians need to know, because it's what the left has in mind for us, but only worse. Because they want us, you know, the segregationists didn't expect black people to change their race. The leftists, the secularists, they want us to change our religion. They want to force us, under social, financial, and legal pressure, to renounce our faith, to violate our consciences, to imperil our mortal souls, or be treated as third-class citizens.
Okay, and
that's what this Chick-fil-A thing is about.
So let's talk about what this is. This is no different than today in China, which is a communist, totalitarian state. They are telling people who are Uyghur Muslims, for example, your religion does not accord with Chinese state policy and views. And we are telling you, unless you scrub this religion, you cannot live in Chinese society. We're going to put you in concentration camps until you break, until you tell Big Brother, I love Big Brother, I would rather renounce my faith and turn to being a secular Chinese citizen. And so the power of the state is being used to force people to abandon their beliefs, their identities. Now, I'm not a Muslim, and I would like...
They're doing it to Christians, too.
Well, of course they're doing it to Christians, but I'm saying, but the reason I say Muslims is because this is almost an ethnic group. These are people, they're Uyghur Muslims, and just in case you think this can only happen to Christians, this will happen. It's the principle. When people can tell you what to believe, it immediately, all of your freedoms go away. America, as you know it, goes away. And what you're describing, John, is the end of America. And so everybody listening needs to understand what we believe. What we believe in America is very different from what they believe in China. But their forces in America, and the great irony here, I guess, is that here you have, on the one hand, insane, loony, anti-Semitic, rightist folks like Nick Fuentes siding, ironically, with the LGBTQ activists. In other words, they are coming at things from radically different sides, but the end is the same. That's the point of your article.
Right. They both reject the traditional classical liberalism of America, which says that fundamentally, as long as people are obeying the law, a law that is based on natural law, on God's law, as long as you're obeying the law, you are free to express your views, you're free to follow your conscience, you're free to pursue the good of yourself and your family and your community as long as you're not impinging on other people's rights. That fundamental American view, it's not just that they don't believe it in China, they don't believe it at Harvard, they don't believe it at Yale, they don't believe it at Stanford. They're trying to stop Ann Coulter from giving a speech at a college in California saying her ideas are dangerous, they make us feel threatened. They're using the rhetoric of victimhood to assume the role of censors and enforcers and silencers of free speech.
And there's another point you make in the article. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I find it interesting that the fringe right is talking up segregation and Jim Crow. We need to know about that. We need to study civil rights history because we are about to receive the brunt of it.
Well, let's go back. I wanted to – you touch on Darwinism in here. If you believe, as you and I believe, and even Albin, who's sitting right here, we all believe that every human being, every single human being is created by God in the image of God, and that God loves every human being equally and died for every human being because he desires every human being to be with him forever in eternity. Now, when you get to Darwinism, suddenly you say, well, no, we're not sacred. We're not made in the image of God. We're all accidents. And by the way, if we're all accidents, why couldn't I say that some human beings are, to quote George Orwell, more equal than others, that some human beings are better than others? Why can't I say this race is inferior to this race? Why can't I say Jews are inferior? You can say those things if you buy into blind Darwinism, and that, ironically, is at the heart of what we're talking about, because you say in your article the Jim Crow laws said blacks are lower on the Darwinian scale. That's why we believe what we do. If you believe in the Bible, you don't believe that.
Eric, it's not just a theoretical possibility. When the first advocates of Darwinism were trying to popularize their idea against the biblical believing Americans, they used racism. They weaponized racism to try to make Darwinism more persuasive.
Right.
They set up human zoos where they put black people and Asian people in like exhibits. And in fact, they once put an African pygmy, his name was Otabenge, I believe. They put him in the monkey cage at the Bronx Zoo. And these were not Klansmen. These were scientists. These were people who helped found the New York Museum of Natural History. They were also friends of Margaret Sanger. Eugenics, Darwinism, and racism all went together. They used racism to sell Darwinism to the common man.
Well, that's exactly right.
A fantastic film your listeners need to see from the Discovery Institute. It's called Human Zoos. And it's all about how Darwinists weaponized racism to popularize their scientific materialism and atheism among Americans.
The film is called Human Zoos. When did that come out, John?
about 8 months ago.
Human Zoos. I cannot believe I've not seen that film. And I should probably have the director or someone on to talk about it, because that's the I read about it, but I never got to see it. But this
is a
worldview issue. I'm sure this is a worldview issue. That's why, you know, I always want to talk to you, because you get the bigger picture. Right. There's a biblical view that says racism is evil. There's a biblical view that says anti-Semitism is evil. There's a biblical view that says the unborn are sacred. When you buy into the biblical view, it changes everything, and it allows you to see why somebody like Nick Fuentes or E. Michael Jones are wrong. It's not just you don't like them, we don't like them. It allows you to see why they are wrong, why they have, you know, fallen off into the world of fanaticism. And it seems eventually every evil ideology gets around at some point to being anti-Semitic. Very interesting.
Well, you know, the devil hates God's chosen people more than he hates even the rest of us. And so the same principalities and powers that were active in Nazi Germany, they didn't disappear. We didn't execute the demons
right.
at the Nuremberg
That's
trial.
Right.
They're
That's
still
right.
there.
That's exactly right. We're out of time again. John, it's just always a joy to have you on. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you,
and folks, go to stream.org, circulate these articles. I post them on Facebook and on Twitter. Very important we get the word out so we educate ourselves. We're going to be right back with more of the Eric Metaxas Show.
He stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile. He said, son...
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes says the time to end the impeachment hearings has long passed. He says Congress has better things to do than conduct witch hunts. Fiona Hill, a career expert on Russia, and David Holmes, a State Department official in Kiev, are capping an intense week of testimony in the inquiry. Britain's Prince Andrew facing mounting calls to provide information to U.S. law enforcement agencies and to lawyers who are investigating crimes committed by U.S. sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A Chinese Commerce Ministry official says Beijing is working to resolve conflicts with Washington over trade and dismissing speculation that the talks might be in trouble. The U.S. smoking rate among high schoolers has fallen to a new low. However, the decline in teen smoking has been overshadowed by the starting rise in underage vaping. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Darker shame, darling, darling.
Hey, don't mention it. Folks, that's Wayne Newton. I'm Eric with Taxes. I'm sitting here with my friend, Todd Wagner. He is the pastor, head pastor of Watermark Community Church in Dallas, the author of Come and See. You've been on this program talking about your book, Come and See, Everything You Ever Wanted in the One Place You Would Never Look. You're a preacher of the gospel, and that has led you to do many things. And the latest one, and why we're here today, is because there's kind of a reboot of Promise Keepers happening. I met with you and with the new head of it, Ken Harrison, last night. I was so impressed. I was shocked, frankly.
Yeah.
So, Todd, tell my audience.
I think a lot of people are like Promise Keepers. They're like I was a year and a half ago when Ken came to town. He came to Dallas and he said, I got a phone call. The head of Promise Keepers would like to meet with you. And I said, I didn't even know that there was still a thing called Promise Keepers, because it's largely been in the shadows the better part of the last decade plus. I remember what happened in the 90s. I remember when all those men gathered in Washington, D.C. There in the, in the mall.
I was there.
Were you?
Yeah.
I was like, Ken, what are you even talking about doing here with Promise Keepers? I didn't even know it was there. And actually, what's interesting, I'm sure Ken will jump in with you with the conversation at some point. But anyway, he asked me and Chad Hennings to be part of an executive team that will be the leadership of Promise Keepers for the foreseeable future. There's a wider board around us, but the three of us are throwing our hat in. And to try and recreate an opportunity for men to gather together in a way that, someone said, why now? And I was like, well, why not always, create something where men can get together, encourage one another, remind each other things that are true, and let us all go back to our stations and be faithful. And there was something unique, Eric, about Promise Keepers that really did allow a broad, just the broader Christian community of men to come together, not underneath the denomination, but underneath the gospel,
right,
and underneath who Jesus is, to steal our hearts and to remind us of what is true and what is right. And boy, we needed it then. Do we ever need it now? So three different times in the Jewish calendar, God called the men of Israel to come together, okay, down to Jerusalem. They'd come from Beersheba and Hebron and Bethel and, all the different towns. And they would be reminded, I'm not alone. In my post, where I'm a covenant keeper, a promise keeper of the promise-keeping God.
Yeah.
I'm not alone. There are other men doing it. I'm going to go back and be faithful where I am. I hope Promise Keepers can recreate that for men.
Well, I have to say, we're not going to be able to do it justice in the short time we have. But as I was talking to Ken Harrison last night, I was seriously blown away by what came out of his mouth. I thought to myself, this sounds so right. I was really surprised because I was not expecting to get excited in particular. I thought the Promise Keepers is something that I thought was wonderful. Mm. Hey, if they're going to do some new events, great. It's good stuff. There's no question about it. But he really seems to have a vision from God. Mm. And I don't say that kind of stuff lightly.
Yeah.
When God gives you a vision for something, it's just, it changes everything.
Well, and Ken took over Promise Keepers because specifically some of the board members knew Ken. Ken works for a group called Waterstone, which gives away over $1 million a week to charitable organizations, and used to be president of Collier International. But all that to say is they saw Ken's business acumen. They said, would you come take a look at this? And he said, yeah, you should dissolve this organization because you guys say you're Promise Keepers. You got $500,000 in debt. What are you doing? And so he said, I'll come on the board if you guys make me CEO and you let me wind down its assets and have it go away. And in the midst of doing that, okay, some people heard about it and they started to write him and call him and actually flew to Denver to be with him and sat him down and said, let me tell you what Promise Keepers did. You're part of a group of guys. You started New Canaan Society, right?
Yeah.
So maybe some listeners know about that. If not, they should.
Yeah.
And that was even born out of a group of men.
That was born out of Promise Keepers. We went down to RFK Stadium. What was this? 95, 94? I don't remember what it was. And that's what launched the New Canaan Society, which has now, chapters all over the country and a big, Promise Keepers was a force for good in so many ways that we'll never know. But what Ken was describing yesterday, that the vision that God gave him, sometimes you just know when something is God. Yeah. Let me put it that way. You just say, this is not just some guy's idea. He's a good businessman. He figured out how to buy. It's a God thing. And the fact that he, tapped you and Chad Hennings, to help him with this, I just thought, this is exciting. Tell us about this vision for doing it once a year and that whole
thing. Let me just say this, even in the first bit of time together. It's July 31st and August 1st, 2020, at AT&T Stadium in Texas.
Say it again, July?
July 31st and August 1st, okay?
Two days.
Yep. So it'll start Friday evening, it'll go through Saturday morning, then Saturday evening we'll close down before probably dinner Saturday
night.
Right. And you know what? We're not about promise keepers. As you said earlier, we're about the gospel. We are about strengthening men to do new Canaan societies. Ultimately, God's vision to change the world is not to have a 501c3, a group of men. It's the church.
That's right.
And what, one of the things that we want to do is remind men what the church should be and who they are in the church.
Yeah.
And to stop putting up with, frankly, too many pastors who all they want them to do is just come and attend their church. Is there anything less inspiring as a guy than I go to that guy's church? No. but what Jesus wants you to be is a man who follows him and is a part of his church.
Yeah.
Okay? And as each man, as each woman has received a gift, be good stewards in an employing it and serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So what Promise Keepers is going to do, if it's of God, is it's going to strengthen the work of the church, and it's going to strengthen organizations of men. And so we're only going to do it once a year. Promise Keepers early on did move around a lot. It would do maybe sometimes 15 events a year.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do one a year. We're going to do one in Dallas. We think we already know where 2021 will be, but we'll have one gathering of men in an NFL stadium, so 80,000 in Dallas.
Okay, so once a year. There is an event at a big stadium.
And then some satellites.
With like 80,000 people. And then the key is that there's going to be like simulcast over.
Yeah.
So millions of men can participate. We're going to be right back talking to my friend Todd Wagner. Stick around. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Show intros in the business area.
Thank you very much. Hey, folks, that was Todd Wagner. He's my guest today. He's the head pastor, the founder of Watermark Community Church in Dallas, where I've spoken many times, and a friend. Mm-hmm. And Todd, you're talking about kind of the new Promise Keepers. There's going to be an event July 31st and August 1st of next summer.
Yeah.
At where's it going to be? Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas at AT&T Stadium.
AT&T
so where the Cowboys
Stadium.
Play.
Okay.
Yeah. Jerry World, as it's
the house that Jerry
called.
Built. It's going to have. The wild thing is that your plan is, you know, to have you're going to have 80,000 men there, but you're going to have people everywhere tuned in by simulcast. So it's really going to be kind of like an event for millions of men.
Yeah, and you know what we all need. I mean, we're supposed to encourage each other day after day, as long as it's called today. One of the things, you know, we talked about in our last little segment together about how, you know, Ken has a vision and that you think, you know, God's in it. And one of the things, it was really important to me to say this. Hey, God doesn't need Promise Keepers in order for men to be who God wants them to be. But all of us as men will take all the encouragement that we get. And there was something unique. There had never been an organization that I know of, certainly in our lifetime and looking back, probably since the Great Awakening when guys did it in fields with Whitfield, right? Where men gathered in that way, and we'll talk about the men-women thing, and why just men, right? But when the guys got together and they sang and they lifted up hearts. I was talking to David, one of your producers, before I came in here, and he's talking about a guy that the greatest story of transformation he saw in his church was a guy that struggled with the idea of God until he saw a bunch of committed, strong men together, passionately seeking him at a Promise Keepers event. So Promise Keepers was a very unique moment, and it's a unique gathering of guys who get together and remind each other things that are true so we can be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, and let everything we do be done in love.
It's just such a beautiful thing. Now, when we had dinner, you were going to tell me about your alarm went off at some point, and you said, I'll tell you what that is later. And now here we are on the radio. Can you tell me what that was?
So here's the thing. We were at dinner, and we happened to be at dinner, you know, in the 7 o'clock hour. So at 7:31, my alarm went off, Ken's alarm went off. And the reason it did is I just told Ken, man, we want to be just in prayer about this. Who we have speak to men and communicate to men really matters.
Right.
What we do when we're there really matters. This is not going to be a rah-rah event where we're just going to be, you know, loud and just kind of have some machismo.
Right.
I mean, we're going to have fun as guys, but it's going to be truth that's going to really be the thing that strengthens us.
Right.
And so I said, Ken, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set my alarm every day at 7:31 since we're meeting July 31st, August. I mean, July is the seventh month. 31st.
Oh, I get it.
And so at 7:31, now here's
July 31. I get it now.
Yeah,
so at 7:31, when we had dinner, your alarm goes off at 7:31.
And I did. I just sat there and prayed. I said, Lord, just give us wisdom about what we should do, who should speak, and the kind of things we should talk about. Now, imagine this, Eric. Imagine if this catches on. So let's say next year where it's going to be. Let's say those 80,000 men and the hundreds of thousands of others at those satellites. We just say, hey, next year when we get together again, okay, on let's just say it's July 31st again, let's all set our alarms. And there's millions of men around the country. We're at restaurants. We're at my son's game. And all of a sudden, my alarm goes off. Your alarm goes off. We shut it off real quick. But we look at each other. I see who the other guys are in that room who are praying with me that the men in this country would be servant leaders who follow the promise-keeping God. And just how that would just tie us together, right? To be constantly in prayer for one another and reminding each other things that are true. So how great would it have been last night if those alarms went off at our table? We saw guys across the restaurant. We both looked up.
I mean, I got to say that I love all this stuff. And again,
join us in praying, 7:31 p.m. or a.m.
I'm a people person. And
yes, you are.
Because I know you, and because now I've gotten to know Ken Harrison, I know Chad Hennings. You know, some people know him as the football player, and he was, and he's just as huge now as he was when he played for the. But I was going to say, because I know you guys and your hearts, and especially yours, I am really encouraged, because you need the right kind of leadership. You need the love of Jesus. This is not about business acumen or whatever. I mean, those things come into it, but you have to have a heart, you know.
Yeah.
And so, what I heard, from Ken Harrison, I was just thinking, there's something really beautiful about this, and I, you know, my heart leaps, because I see this is God. This is not some guy's bright idea. It feels like God is in this. And I don't know, you know, July 31st and August 1st, you know, who your speakers are or any. I don't know any details. All I know is I want to be there if I can be there. If I can't be there, I want to be someplace, you know, on satellite hookup and stuff, because this sounds like God's idea.
Yeah. Well, those names, you know, we've really thought a lot about. I mean, the names are on our website. You can go to promisekeepers.com, and you can see who the speakers are, and you'll recognize many of them. Some of them are men whose names you might know, and others of them are names you don't know yet, but we want you to know. Men worth following as they follow Jesus, right? 1 Corinthians 11:1 really matters to us. That's why we're praying, and that's why we have particularly chosen those men. I mean, Ken, and I'll warn people, you're going to hear from me. Ken asked me to do that before he asked me to do this as a part of the board. So I'll have a chance to communicate and share my heart in the context of what we're doing. You know, I said earlier, and we should mention this, is people go, Promise Keepers was a guy's thing. You know, it's a different world today. Are you guys still going to be, don't you want women to be Promise Keepers? And let me just remind you, we know that Jesus is the Promise Keeper. God's the Promise Keeper. But if we follow him, right, we're to be conformed to his image. So we ought to be, and of course we do. But the reason we're gathering men is because there is, you know, someone said, Todd, why do you care so much about men? My answer is because I love women and children.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Bingo.
Because there is nothing worse for a woman than a misogynistic, you know, toxic male. And this whole toxic masculinity thing, people go, what do you think about that? I go, I'm not for it. Put toxic in front of anything. It's, you know, toxic coffee. Who wants it?
Toxic masculinity is not godly masculinity.
It's unbiblical masculinity.
But masculinity is God's idea.
Yeah.
And so when it goes wrong, it becomes toxic. And that's part of the reason we need Promise Keepers, is to call men to God's idea of masculinity. Yeah. And, you know, I think sometimes we get too defensive about, hey, folks, any guy with a half a brain knows guys need this.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, tough. Don't come.
And what we love, though, is that women said, my husband needs this. And when my husband went, he came back a different man.
That's the point. Yes. Most women know that guys need
this.
We all know. So, like, to try to get, you know, into doubtful disputations with people with all their, you know, niggling questions. And folks, guys, men and women know, guys need this. This is good for everybody when guys get together. We're out of time. My friend Todd Wagner, we will continue this conversation, but I'm so excited. So the website is Promise Keepers.
Yeah, Promise Keepers. I think it's .com. Yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Todd, thank you.
Eric, every time I'm with you, my heart is strengthened. Love it.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is denouncing the public impeachment hearings that are currently underway on Capitol Hill as the most unfair hearings in American history.
The president says corrupt Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee have taken due process rights away from him and the Republican Party in the impeachment investigation. He tweets that these are the most unfair hearings in American history. Mr. Trump says he did nothing wrong and that never in his wildest dreams did he expect his name to be associated with impeachment.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. In health news, the U.S. smoking rate among high schoolers took its biggest hit ever this year, falling to a new low. However, the decline in teen smoking has been overshadowed by the startling rise in underage vaping. On Wall Street, ahead of the closing bell now, stocks are lower, the Dow down 71 points, the NASDAQ off 30. This is SRN News.
Thing involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. What a great day. We've talked to Todd Wagner, my buddy Todd Wagner from Dallas. We've talked to another buddy from Dallas, John Zmirak.
Yeah.
We talked to the folks at ADF, on and on and on. Now, tomorrow, Albin.
Okay.
Clifton Davis.
Ah!
There are a lot of people that don't know who he is.
Oh, my goodness.
But do not miss it, folks.
What a career.
It's kind of amazing. When you talk to somebody, they've had a career. It's like Forrest Gump. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
It is stunning.
And everybody knows him as an actor, either on television or movies, but he's written songs that...
He wrote the song,
yes.
Okay,
yeah.
The Jackson 5 song, I'll Be There.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll Be
I know.
There.
Yeah. And A, B, C.
He didn't write that. Oh. I'll Be There, he wrote... Clifton Davis wrote a song for the Jackson 5.
Yes.
He wrote a song for the Supremes.
He did.
He's met everybody, Sammy Davis Jr. It goes on and on and on. Tomorrow, do not miss it. He's a man of faith.
Mm-hmm.
He's been all over Broadway for like coming up on 5 decades. Just insane, incredibly talented. And you can sense it just when you're hanging out with him. Like, the guy is so talented. That's tomorrow. We've also got to mention that the Christmas special come. Oh, you know what I did yesterday?
No, what?
I filmed in Central Park with Phil Robertson.
Ooh.
People were giving us looks like, what are you doing here dressed in camouflage? Ladies and gentlemen, when you watch this TBN Christmas special, you're not going to believe it. I mean, I tell my friends, my relatives, you're not going to believe what you see. It is so insane. Imagine walking around Central Park with Phil Robertson. He's a big guy, right?
Yes, he
and
is.
He's wearing camo. He's got the beard. He's got the sunglasses, whatever.
Different.
And because the whole thing about the show is Christmas in New York. And I said, I want to show a friend who is as un-New York as possible about New York. And what did he want to do? You got any woods around here? What about Radio City? What about the tree at Rockefeller Center? What about woods? You got any woods? So I said, yeah, we got some woods. I'll take you to Central Park. I mean, you're going to see this. You're going to flip. I promise you, folks, you're going to flip. And speaking of the Christmas special, right in the middle of the Christmas special, there's going to be an appearance by Mike Lindell on the stage here downstairs in Studio One, downstairs on the stage, Mike Lindell. And, of course, they're one of the sponsors of this program. And he's also one of the sponsors of the TBN special. But on this program, if you – okay, I'm not making this up. This morning, okay, Suzanne, my wife
– your wife.
– of 23 years –
23. –
wants to order a mattress topper for one of our relatives. And I said, Suzanne, what code are you going to use when you order the mattress topper?
Okay.
She didn't know.
Oh, no.
This is grounds for divorce in most states.
I said, try
Eric
or Metaxas.
Or your own last name, Metaxas. The code is Eric or Metaxas, honey. I mean, no joke.
That's
funny. So,
okay.
But she figures she knows me. Why should she listen to the program? But seriously, folks, if you order anything from Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, or as Albin says, MyPillow.com, you put in the code Eric or Metaxas, you get our huge discount. If you don't use that code, if you use some other code, I'm just telling you, you don't get our big discount. So use Eric or Metaxas. Make sure you do that. We're out of time tomorrow. Clifton Davis, folks, it is so good to have you listening. Thanks for all your emails to us. We read every one. God bless you.